unlimited. What is unlimited? Anargala prema savara. Their love for the Supreme Personality of God, it is unlimited. It knows no bounds. As well as the cheshta, means the desire to preach about the glorification of the Lord, desire to preach about Harinam Sankirtan, is unlimited. We cannot fathom it. And we can see that in Srila Prabhupada's desire. Right from the days when Prabhupada was nowhere, he had amazing desire. Similarly, all the great acharyas, Bhakti Shopandit Prabhu, and all the great acharyas, they have come here with Krishna Shakti. And that is to destroy the whole material civilization of this material world. And then he says, Anargala Prem Savara Cheshtanargala, Premadite Krishnadite Dhare Mahabala. And they have amazing power. What is their strength? What is their power? Premadite. They can bestow very easily. They, without effort, they can bestow the highest Krishna Prem upon everyone without discrimination. They have no discriminating attitude in their mind that this is a poor person, this is a rich person, this is educated, non-educated. No. Without discrimination, they have come here to distribute Krishna Prem, and they can give Krishna himself. Means if we follow their footsteps, if we take the dust of their lotus feet, we can get Krishna caught by us. Like Prabhupada very beautifully says, Krishna is actually very big. He has a Virat Swarup, and a conditioned soul actually cannot handle him. But out of his loving compassion, he takes the form, beautiful form, just some 3 feet, 7 feet, 5 feet, something like that, so that a devotee can handle him. Now when I thought about this word, I heard it from Prabhupada, but then I was thinking, it automatically occurred to me, Prabhupada used the word handle him. Now this is a very, what do you say? Means, it's an undermining word. Means, if we say, you can handle me, means like, you can handle me like a slave, you can do anything with me. Similarly, a devotee can actually handle Krishna, and Krishna becomes the slave of his devotee. And we can see in Krishna Leela, he was slave of Nanda Maharaj, he was slave of Radharani and everyone. So, this is the power of these devotees. And similarly, Bhaktivinoda Pandit Prabhu, he had the power to dance for 72 hours constantly without taking a break, without drinking or eating. This is amazing. And he won't dance like, he would dance jubilantly and then he'll slow down and go like this. No. Charitamrita describes that when he starts dancing, he will go like this, and then his graph will go up and up and up and up. And after 72 hours, Nityananda has to come and stop him. Bhai, if you dance like that, then this world will be destroyed. People will all get converted, and Krishna's plan of this material world, which we are going to read in this fifth canto, will fail. You will deliver everybody. So how other people will get purified by engaging in the Sankirtan movement of distributing Krishna Prem. So therefore, Nityananda will come and stop him. That was Vakreshwar Pandit. And we can aspire for his association. That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, that we should very earnestly aspire for his association, so that we also get that faith, conviction and strength to propagate this mission. Then about Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, there is lot and lot I have heard about him to speak. But again, shortly, he had a Radha Damodar bus party. And the miracle of that bus party was, now these days we see, even I was there in Sankirtan for some 4 or 5 years, these days we see, we are generally, I'm just saying a general thing, there are some devotees who are very enthusiastic, but generally people like me are not so eager to go into bus party because it is too difficult, too austere. But it said about Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj that when his bus party, his Sankirtan party will come to any temple, the whole temple will get empty. And they will all want to go with him. So in something in 19, I don't remember which year, but all the temple presidents had reported to Prabhupada, they came for Mayapur festival, and everyone was so angry, so annoyed with Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. They said, this Tamal Krishna comes to our temple and he takes everyone. We don't get devotees to serve in the temple. So then Prabhupada had to send Tamal Krishna Maharaj to China to preach. So that time to say, to if you have to be, it's like Kala Pani in Hindi, we say, if you have to be sent to exile, So if you have to be sent to exile, then they will ask you, am I to go to China? Like that, if you are to be prisoned or something. So he asked Prabhupada, how can I go to jail? He said, no, Prabhupada said, stop this bus party, your Sankirtan party. He said, Prabhupada, then send me to China. Just like that, he said. Casually, he said, then send me to China. You are doing such unfavorable activity to me, stopping my Sankirtan party, by which I am preaching so much, that it's better to send me to China. But he didn't mean it. But Prabhupada, as he was, he wanted to preach all over the world. So that was, it was iron curtain in China, communist Raj. Nobody could enter. And Prabhupada said, oh, very nice, you go to China. And he was, hey, come on, I want to go to China. That was not serious, Prabhupada. Then he started bowing down to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada had determined. Prabhupada said, no, I want to preach in China. You are the correct person, because you are so bold, you can go and preach there. So then he went, and you know, he did so much in China. And whatever preaching is going on right now is because of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So that Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, is an appearance day of Chaitanya Charitamrita also. So if any devotee have time, then they can visit the Bhajan Kutir of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Govardhan. And then there is a very nice Baba there. He celebrates this day by feeding everyone, so we can do some donation. And of course, we'll be speaking about Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now I'll start with the translation and purports of the section given to me. This is the canto is fifth canto, and chapter 24, the subterranean heavenly planets. Today morning I was chanting, and the thought came, this Bhagavatam is like a spaceship. Just a thought. So I'm sharing again, I got reminded. If we get into the Bhagavatam mood, start studying Bhagavatam, at least I feel like that, that Bhagavatam takes us all over the universe. Now these people are thinking of going to moon, they haven't reached moon up till now. They are going to Mars, their only plans are there, now they have stopped speaking also. But Bhagavatam actually takes us everywhere, and right now we are into the subterranean region, which is called Bil Swarga, imitation heavens, in the lower than the this earthly planet. So just get into that mood that we are actually there, and we'll start reading. And please forgive me, in this section Srila Shukdeva Goswami is too bold, especially about sex life. So I have no authority, but I'll be speaking what I have heard from Prabhupada and other devotees about this thing, which is very important to be given up if we want to go back home, back to Godhead. This is about the material sex life, and if we want to enter into that pure sex life of Goloka Vrindavan, it's very important. And because Srila Shukdeva Goswami Maharaj is speaking so boldly about it, so I dare to speak something very boldly. Don't mind it. Mostly I'll be able to give reference from Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. So I'll start with this. This is 24th chapter, 15th shloka. Before starting this, I have divided, I have named my presentation, the title of the presentation is Krishna is all good. In all circumstances, He is all good. He never punishes anybody, He only rewards everybody. And even His punishments are actually rewards for everyone. So this is the title, and I have divided into two parts. One is the mercy of Krishna when He sends us into such places, a conditioned soul, sinful person, into such places, abominable subterranean region. And the second part is how He delivers us from this ocean of material existence. So these two parts will be there in my presentation. So please hear it carefully, because it will be based on this only. So the 15 text is translation. I won't be reading the shloka, because it's in prose, there is no poetry in that. At least I cannot recite it in poetry. So 15 shloka is, when the Sudarshan disc enters those provinces, the pregnant women, wives of the demons, all have miscarriages due to fear of its effulgence. 16th, my dear king, now I shall describe to you the lower planetary systems one by one, beginning from Atal. In Atal, there is a demon, the son of Mayadano, named Bal, who created 96 kinds of mystic power. Now, I will draw your attention to this. what Prabhupada, Shukadeva Goswami emphasizes on the first mystic power of his is what I'm going to speak about also. Some so-called yogis and swamis take advantage of this mystic power to cheat people even today. Simply by yawning, the demon Bal created three kinds of women known as Swairini, Kamini and Pumshchali. The Swairinis like to marry men from their own group. The Kaminis marry men from any group, and the Pumshchalis change husbands one after another. If a man enters the planet of Atal, these women immediately capture him and induce him to drink an intoxicating, mind the words, these women immediately capture him and induce him to drink an intoxicating beverage made with a drug known as Hatak, Cannabis Indica, in bracket. This intoxicant endows the man with great sexual prowess, of which the women take advantage for enjoyment. A woman will enchant him with attractive glances, intimate words, smiles of love, and then embraces. In this way, she induces him to enjoy sex with her to her full satisfaction. Because of his increased sexual power, the man thinks himself stronger than 10,000 elephants and considers himself most perfect. Indeed, illusion and intoxicated by false pride, he thinks himself God, ignoring impending death. In 17th shloka, the next planet below Atal is Vital, wherein Lord Shiva, who is known as the master of gold mines, lives with his personal associates, the ghosts and similar living entities. Lord Shiva, as the progenitor, engages in sex with Bhavani, the progenitress, to produce living entities, and from the mixture of their vital fluid, the river named Hataki is generated. When fire, being made to blaze by the wind, drinks of this river and then sizzles and spits it out, it produces gold called Hatak. The demons who live on that planet with their wives decorate themselves with various ornaments made from that gold. And thus they live there very happily. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. It appears that when Bhav and Bhavani, Lord Shiva and his wife, unite sexually, the emulsification of their secretions creates a chemical which, when heated by fire, can produce gold. It is said that the alchemists of the medieval age tried to prepare gold from base metal, and Srila Sanatan Goswami also states that when bell metal is treated with mercury, it can produce gold. Srila Sanatan Goswami mentions this in regard to the initiation of low-class men to turn them into Brahmins. Sanatan Goswami said, Yatha kanchana tam yati kamsyam rasa vidhanataha tatha diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nranam. As one can transform kams or bell metal into gold by treating it with mercury, one can also turn a low-born man into a Brahman by initiating him properly into Vaishnava activities. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is trying to turn Mlechhas and Yavanas into real Brahmans by properly initiating them and stopping them from engaging in meat-eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. One who stops these four principles of sinful activity and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, Mahamantra, can certainly become a pure Brahman through the process of bona fide initiation as suggested by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Apart from this, if one takes a hint from this verse and learns how to mix mercury with bell metal by properly heating and melting them, one can get gold very cheaply. The alchemists of the medieval age tried to manufacture gold, but they were unsuccessful, perhaps because they did not follow the right instructions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So it's a very sweet, very beautiful section. So the presentation as it is would be in three parts, three parts will be firstly how Krishna is all good, that is the topic of my presentation, in the circumstances when Krishna punishes a person. Second part will be how he delivers a person from this ocean of material existence, this material world. And third part will be, I'll try, if time permits, I would beg permission to go at least 5-10 minutes about time. So there will be a song we'll try to sing which summarizes this thing, what I'll be speaking from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolo Re Sabai. So here, when it is said that the persons, Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Krishna Balram Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Radha Sham Sundar Lalita Vishakha Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So when here it is said that a person who is very sinful, he is put into the subterranean region in the sections previous to this. Shukdeva Goswami also says, and also Prabhupada explains, that a person who has very sinful desires, he is put into the subterranean region. And the reason to, why these regions are also called hellish regions is because there is no sunshine there. Sun doesn't rise in those regions, and therefore they don't have any discrimination. Like yesterday we heard, there's no discrimination of day and night. So time is conspicuous there also by its absence, like in the spiritual world. They also don't perceive time, but they so they are not fearful of death. They don't feel like death is going to come, because a person, when he perceives time, we keep watch and we see day and night. So in Bhagavatam it says, Ayur Harti Vai Pumsam Udyan Astan Chittam Asau. That by the rising and setting of the sun takes away the life of a person. That's what we perceive here in this upper planetary systems, earth and upper planetary system. But lower planetary system, because there is no sunlight, people are into such deep ignorance that they cannot understand that death is approaching them. And this is actually a punishment. They are enjoying life, thinking that they will enjoy it for eternity. And suddenly Sudarshan Chakra enters. And then all the wives of the demons, they have miscarriages, and all the demons have to die. So suddenly death appears. For us it's good that we know death is coming, time is ticking by. But they don't know, they cannot perceive. They don't grow old, like in the heavenly planets, they don't grow old. In the heavenly planets also it happens that suddenly they die. Prabhupada writes, suddenly they bloop. They are going like this, two persons are talking, and one person's lifespan is over, so he goes, and you are talking to him, hey, where is he? Gayab. So that's what happens in the subterranean regions also, but not in such an amazing way. Sudarshan Chakra comes, and that time they realize, hey, death is coming, and they haven't prepared themselves for death. So that's why it said that these subterranean regions are for these people who are very, very sinful. Now, it seems like how Krishna is good, because in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where the demonic natures are described, Krishna, after describing the demonic natures, he says, Tan aham dushtaha kruran samsareshu naradhaman shipame ajastram ashubhan asurishvevu yonishu. That when a person is too sinful, I put them, Tan aham dushtaha kruran, such dushtas, such dusht means very crooked people, I put them into the darkest region of material existence, from where they can never see even sun. What to talk about thinking about me? So this is punishment. Why it is punishment? Because a person who is envious of Krishna, Krishna puts them into such an ignorance. It's called avarnatmika shakti. This avarnatmika shakti, as one goes into sense gratification, it becomes very, 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 very difficult, more and more covering for our consciousness. The consciousness is not able to come up because of this avarnatmika shakti. As a person becomes more sinful, means he becomes more non-Krishna conscious, more envious of Krishna, Krishna puts this covering, he makes it stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And as Bhagavatam describes, and also Bhagavad Gita describes, kamesh, krodesh, rajogun samadbhava, that this kama, this lusty desires, and this section also we saw, the way to put a person into deep ignorance is to put him into, is to put lusty desires into his heart. As the lusty desires become more and more stronger, he becomes more and more ignorant, and we all have that experience. As soon as a lusty desire comes in our heart, and before speaking further, for mothers, for matajis, don't think that I'm discriminating, because Bhagavatam is speaking about soul. And of course, in this conditioned state, we have particular bodies, men and women. And men body, that body is a machine. And this body has some problems and some good things. And women, that body, that machine which is called women, is also having some problems and some good things. There are stronger points. And that's why Prabhupada said, women and men are not made to compete with each other. They are made to cooperate for the spiritual advancement of the whole society. And that's why I'm going into this. Don't mind that I'm discriminating. Okay, don't think like that. So this is the way of Krishna's punishing a person or rewarding a person. Now both things are there. How punishment? Punishment means he will never think about Krishna and he will never be able to become happy. Because only by becoming Krishna conscious a person can become happy. This is a fact which is again and again reiterated in Bhagavatam time and again by Srila Prabhupada and by Shukda Goswami and other devotees also. That without becoming Krishna conscious, there is no way to become happy. And as we are going to take this song at the end of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Radha Krishna Bol Bol. So in that first shloka itself says, Miche mayar boshe jacha bheshe khacha habu dubu bhai. That a person who is miche mayar boshe, one who is in Maya's wash means in control of Maya, khacha habu dubu bhai. He goes up and down in the ocean of material existence. And this is a very beautiful and sweet analogy by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. See, that when we go into, when we drown into the material world, anybody has experience of drowning? Nobody, okay. I don't know swimming, but one time I had experience, but I could not drown. Anyways, so when a person drowns, he doesn't just go like that. I've heard this. He goes up and down because he's struggling in the middle of the ocean. And sometimes he goes up. When he is up, he thinks, oh, now I'm relieved. And when he goes down, he thinks, oh, I'm miserable. And Prabhupada gives a very beautiful analogy of old times, people used to punish, the kings used to punish a criminal by taking him in the mid-ocean in a boat, and then the servants of the king, they will drown the person inside. When he starts, he loses his breath, then they will take him out. Then he will relax, oh, I'm safe. Then again they will put him down. Then again. So this is the material world. Kacha habu dubu bhai. Very beautiful wording. Kacha habu dubu. Then a person goes habu and dubu. Habu dubu. Habu dubu. He comes up, goes down. And this is what is enjoyment. They think in the subterranean region that we are very happy when a beautiful woman is there like Swayarini, Kamini and Pumshali. Wow, every day we can have a new partner. This is what is going on these days. It's a very abominable condition. The times are very, very bad in which we are living, and Bhagavatam 12th canto describes this. There's a very abominable word. The relationship between men and women is living relationship. Now people don't get married, and that has been sanctioned by the Supreme Court of India. That's a hellish mentality. And surprisingly, I heard from a very senior devotee that how Supreme Court sanctioned this living relationship. When the parents went into the court, the Supreme Court, and they challenged that these girls and boys are just living together in Bombay and they are not getting married. So the court had discussion, and unfortunately, or fortunately, at least they got